And tomorrow is the Republican Party convention for the state of Maryland. It's tomorrow. And joining us right now is Joe Kluster, the executive director of that fine body. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Kluster.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Is it tonight or tomorrow that it starts?
Well, tonight we have our exec committee meeting, and we'll have a couple hospitality suites in the hotel.
Yes, the famous hospitality suites. I've heard legendary stories about those hospitality suites, Joe Kluster.
Yeah, so they'll be there for people to campaign for the delegates to the national convention, along with our national committee races.
And network. But the real business starts tomorrow. Now, are you seeing any kind of disconnect between the delegates who were assembling at this state convention and the results of the popular vote in the primary in Maryland, where Donald Trump won pretty convincingly?
No, I think people realize that, Maryland's 38 delegates will be going to Donald Trump. And, I think there are some people who backed other candidates who are running, but these are party activists who want to go to the convention, who want to be part of, the Republican process of nominating our candidate. So I don't see any, shadow campaigns being run.
No, but does it give you pause that Governor Larry Hogan, the titular head of the party in the state of Maryland, he's basically the top elected official for the party, he has not given any sort of indication that he will even vote for Donald Trump?
Well, I think Larry Hogan's busy dealing with the issues of the state of Maryland. I think he's got more important things to do right now in changing Maryland from, the horrible government that we had for 8 years back into something that's resembling something that represents the people. So I think he's focusing on Maryland right now, and we'll see what happens when we get a little bit closer to the election. But as of right now, he's focused.
But he's not going to say anything at the convention. That sounded a little like spin. Come on now. He can run the party and still say, yeah, I'll vote for the guy. He can run the state and still do that.
But that's his prerogative to vote for who he wants.
All
but,
right.
I think right now he's focusing on Maryland, and we'll see what happens down the road. But as of right now, he's, not talking about it.
Okay.
Well, how are Maryland Republicans about the Donald Trump candidacy? I mean, are they on board with it?
I mean, I had over 450,000 Republicans vote in the primary, and over half of them voted for Donald Trump. So.
Yep.
I think the numbers speak for themselves. I think this guy has a movement going in America that is kind of interesting that I've never seen. And he's getting a lot of Republicans out to vote. I mean, this was the largest turnout in Republican primary in years. So there's something to say about, his numbers in the Republican primary.
All right. So, what is it like to be a Republican in Maryland right now? I mean, the state has always been described as 2-1 Democrats to Republican, which means the Democrats usually prevailed in most issues statewide. But then we had Larry Hogan become the governor, and a lot of people said, well, maybe things are changing. Do you detect that something is going on in the state of Maryland with regard to the change and people who call themselves Democrats and people who call themselves Republicans?
Well, if you look at the numbers, they're not lying. I mean, we're the strongest we've ever been. We have more locally elected Republicans than ever. We have more registered Republicans. We're in 1 million registered Republicans in the state of Maryland. I think people are starting to take a look at the Republican Party because the Democrat Party has moved so far to the left in this state that it's starting to not represent the mainstream voters in this state. So I think we have a great opportunity in Maryland to build the party and show another side of how government could run. We have a great person at the top of the party, Larry Hogan, showing what a Republican governor can do. I mean, he just lowered a whole bunch of fees again yesterday. So he's trying to show that, Republicans can still run a government and pay for things, but not burden the citizens as much as the Democrats will.
We've been focusing quite a bit here on WMAL on some issues in Montgomery County, and we've been sparring a bit with the county supervisors, who are all Democrats. And, there's a vibrant Montgomery County Republican Party, and I understand that they are moving to put an initiative on the ballot this coming November that would have term limits for Montgomery County supervisors. I think most of them all come from Tacoma Park. They don't even represent the whole county.
Well, there's at-large. Yeah, they have a lot of at-large council members
down
there.
Is the state party backing that effort, and where do you think it stands?
Yeah, I think it's a great effort by our local party to collect signatures and get this on the ballot. Look, I mean, from the Republican Party standpoint, we support term limits. If you look back at the 1994 contract with America, it was the Republicans who suggested term limits for Congress. I think term limits are a good thing, especially in Montgomery County, where they continue to increase their salaries every chance they can. I think they make over $100,000 a year, which is a joke compared to the rest of the state, which, you know, the average is around $30,000 to $40,000 for a local politician. So, you know, not only do they fleece the citizens of Montgomery County, they continue to just keep getting reelected because, you know, the Montgomery County Democrats have a strong organization and they keep growing in you know, importing voters into their government subsidized world they live in.
Meanwhile, Kathy Scholega secured the Republican nomination for Senate, and she's going to face a huge money wall set up right now for Chris Van Hollen.
Yeah,
how's the party going to help her raise money, and does she have a shot?
Well, you know, she was in my office the other day, yesterday, making phone calls. She is a workhorse in the Republican Party. She will do what needs to be done to raise money, and the party will be there to help. You know, but Chris Van Hollen is, you know, he's the career politician. He's the D.C. insider that the Democrats wanted. I mean, they were begging for him to get elected because they knew that he would be able to go to all those PACs in D.C. and just rake in the money. And if you look at his campaign finance reports, I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
he's a D.C. insider who's going to, you know, run to keep, you know, his job, just like those Montgomery County people down there. He don't care about term limits. He's been a career politician his whole life.
Yeah, but money-wise, can
money's going to mean something.
Are you going to be? I mean, literally. I mean, the Democrats will throw whatever they have to at that race.
Yes, I agree. But if you look at the last election, Larry Hogan was outspent 5-1, and we still won. So, you know, we will put a message out there that will resonate with voters. They will just continue to dump money at a problem, and that problem is trying to stop Republicans from getting elected in Maryland. We will do our best to do what we can do.
She's a very attractive candidate.
Great candidate.
Yeah.
She's exactly what we need. She's an Eastern Baltimore County girl. I know this is a D.C. station, but this is the blue-collar heart of Maryland. And she will run, you know, a very solid campaign and attract a lot of these moderate Democrats who have been forgotten by the D.C. Montgomery liberals by their history in Maryland, changing the Democrat Party from a workers' family first to, you know, the entitlement party that they are.
Yeah, no, sure. Hey, listen, Joe Cluster, Maryland Republican Party, we appreciate you joining us. And we love talking about Baltimore. We're a D.C. station, but we often pay some attention to the fascinating stories coming out of our tiny northern suburb, Baltimore.
we love Balmer, hon. All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.